Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. We'd love to have you in the group. Join and post up. And we also on all different platforms as far as finding the podcast.
Almost anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we on.
Yeah, man.
Almost anywhere.
iTunes, Google, Stitcher.
Spotify.
iHeartRadio. You got us on pretty much anything, man.
Yeah. Deezer, which ain't nobody heard of, but we get the most downloads from that, so.
Breaker. Deezer is overseas, I think.
Whatever.
It's good shit, man. Good shit, man. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. On today's episode, we're going to do the bracket for the greatest comedy movie of all time.
Now, this is strictly movies we've seen, and obviously it's not everything.
Yeah. You know, so if there's something that we miss on here, you know, let us know in the comments section.
I know you won't, but...
Yeah, and maybe we'll get it on the next one, you know what I'm saying? But before we get into that, man, what else been going on with you, bro?
Nothing, man. I've been bored. Well, I'm not even going to say I've been bored because this is my everyday routine. But my girl is definitely bored. I'll tell you that shit. She ain't used to being home all day, every day.
Yeah, man. Being home all day, every day is a different type of experience for some people. You know, for us, I mean, we used to being at home. We used to staying in. Like, we don't go out too much. But even us... It affects us a little bit, man, because, you know, we got concerts and fucking wrestling events we wanted to go to.
They canceled all our shit.
And they canceled everything. So, you know, I understand as people feeling that. I actually saw on Facebook one of my friends or one of the people that follows me on Facebook or whatever. They've never, ever actually been to a concert.
There's a lot of people that haven't done a lot of shit.
You've never been to a concert?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I can understand it. You know, where we was from down south, Richmond, Virginia, not too many people come to Richmond to perform. Like,
I don't see why.
I don't know. Not too many people come. Like, that's not a destination. Sometimes you gotta go out, you gotta drive up to Washington, D.C., or drive down to Virginia Beach. You know, so... That's 2 hours both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
So, but I thought that was interesting.
Hey, it happens, man.
Yeah. WWE Monday Night Raw this upcoming Monday is going to be live. They are still going.
Yeah, until they're forced to shut down.
Vince McMahon found some loophole and he is continuously exploiting it. So, but the XFL... They had to shut it down.
I'm not happy about that. I like their product.
I did too. And their product, they did not, they don't know if they're coming back next season. As of right now, they don't know if they're coming back next season. But this was not a failed league. I'm not going to put this under the category of failed.
Hell no. The Corona shut that shit down.
Because they were doing their numbers. They were hitting the goals that they had set for themselves. And they just... Corona came up, and that was it.
Not to mention, once the league shut down, NFL teams were signing players from the XFL. Showing people, you know, they got their second chance. They can still ball.
Yeah, they still got their second chance. I mean, the NFL still isn't up and running fully yet. Yeah, they can still do their signings and stuff, but we don't know what they're going to look like.
I'm just saying, just the XFL putting people on, giving people their second chance that the NFL wouldn't give a second chance to.
So, that's good news for those players and things that are being signed to the NFL who had some eyes on them because the XFL gave them the ability to have some eyes on them. I'm hoping that the XFL comes back next year.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping the NFL looks at some of the rules the XFL had in place and tries to do shit differently over there.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. From my understanding, there are talks about the NFL draft being postponed a little bit.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. They should
There's be no able reason to you can have it normal. I mean, not normal, but just do it over phone, over Skype, or whatever.
Yeah. You know, but I guess they're still thinking about it.
There shouldn't be nothing to think about.
Yeah. You know, just want sports to be back, man. But I understand. We understand why it is what it is. We understand it. Just wish it was different, man. I want sports to be back.
Well, the good thing, too, is now you can take the time to go back and see some of the old heads that you've never seen growing up.
Yeah.
Or just old, memorable games that you liked. And, you know, you can go back and watch them shits.
As I've been doing a deep history in the UFC, and I enjoy that shit more than what I thought what I did beforehand. Okay. Like, going back, watching all those old fights, because UFC's got their own YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of fights on there. Now, of course, they ain't going to have most of their big money fights, but you can find their big money fights somewhere online if you want to look at them. But
ESPN Plus.
Yeah. It's.
I still haven't looked at that ever.
Still haven't looked at
that? I'm paying for it and never watched it.
Oh, my goodness, man. You got to get on that. If...
If anything, I want to check out a lot of the 30 for 30s.
If only to look at the 30 for 30s, but I go on there, and I went on there today for a quick, brief moment, but I couldn't finish it. I go and listen to the Kobe Bryant detail joints, man.
Okay.
I couldn't really get through it. I was like, damn, man, it's weird not knowing that this guy's not going to be around anymore. Like,
yeah.
He's a good ambassador for the game. But it was just like, just listening to him break shit down. It's crazy. If you only listening to it for that, I would say yes. The 30 for 30s, of course, they have great 30 for 30s on there.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they supposed to be doing a Michael Jordan 30 for 30?
That's not a 30 for 30. That's on the Bulls dynasty.
Oh. Okay.
That starts April 19th, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the whole Bulls dynasty.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I'm looking forward
to that. That's like a 10-part series.
Yeah, and but even with that, you're going to see the greatness of Michael Jordan within that. For all those people who don't think he's the GOAT,
yes,
go look.
If you think LeBron is king because his name is King James, nah. Well, first off, LeBron ain't better than Kobe, all right? Shut the fuck up, y'all.
I get LeBron. He's
great. LeBron is top five all time.
I'm going to always say that the man's top five all time. Like, I'm never going to shite that guy. Never going to throw shade at him or nothing. He's a phenomenal player. And he's earned the right to be called top five all time.
Yeah. So. Truthfully, I respect LeBron more for his off the court shit than what he do on the court.
Yes.
Because his off the court shit, you ain't denying that man's greatness.
You can't. Word up. Before we get into the comedy movies here real quick, though, I got a question for you. Because I've been seeing this go around a lot. And to me, personally, I feel like, yes, he deserves his kudos. And he deserves to be listed as one of the all-time greats. But some of the people that they're putting him above kind of rubs me the wrong way. Oh. And I'm speaking about Dwayne Wade. Some of the people that they are putting him above kind of rubbing me the wrong way.
Who are they putting him above?
Allen Iverson, Barkley, people like that. You know, because he got rings and they don't. This is just, he's automatically jumping the line on them. Not to say he's not a great player. I believe he is a great player. But some of the people that they trying to put him above, it's kind of rubbing me the wrong.
I ain't even going to lie. I don't think D-Wade's top 10.
I don't either. I think he's a great player, though.
Oh, he's definitely a great player. But, he's a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, but he's not top 10.
But some of the players that they be putting him above just be like, yo. Like,
and nobody should ever put him above Barkley.
go back and watch the Charles Barkley, man. We say this all the time. That man was a monster. He stole an MVP. Well, he didn't steal it. He earned it Michael Jordan. And then Jordan schooled him in the finals just to let him know.
Jordan was mad about that MVP. Like, nigga, you took my MVP?
But Barkley earned it.
Yeah, he earned it.
You know, but it's just... I feel like he's a great player, but...
D-Wade ain't never won no MVP.
You know? Oh, yeah.
He ain't never took over the whole NBA. So that was... said, I'm the best player in the league.
There was a posting in a group that I saw where they had him, Isaiah Thomas from the Detroit Pistons.
I think I've seen this.
Who else they had up there?
I don't remember. I definitely remember seeing him at Isaiah Thomas.
But it was who's the best player in this category? Who they never won
that
an MVP,
never won MVP,
but they won a championship. And people were saying that it was him out of the four guys that was up there.
I think it might have been like Carmelo.
But that's what made me say this to you, because that was the picture that I was looking at where I was like, yo, you putting him above these guys? Like, no. he's a great player, but do you think he was better than Carmelo? Do you think he was better than Isaiah Thomas?
I'll give him Carmelo just for the simple fact that Carmelo couldn't take over a game like D-Wade could take over a game. In his D-Wade healthy in his prime. D-Wade, he won a title on his back. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That 2006, or whatever it was, against the Mavs. Mm-hmm. Was it the Mavs? Yeah. It was against the Mavs. When Shaq first got there, he put that team on their back. They were down 0-2.
Right. You know, I mean, I like I said, but it's an argument that could be made about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think he's better than Iverson.
Yeah, I definitely don't think he's better than Iverson. But motherfuckers was out there just making.
You ain't better than a healthy D Rose. I'm sorry.
Hey, D Rose is beef healthy. I ain't lying. I can't even. Can't even fault that. I can't even slight that man in the least. So we'll give him that.
And then the last comment that I saw was that Shaq came out and said that Chris Webber was a better player than Tim Duncan. Said that if you took Tim Duncan and put him on a regular team without all the stars around him, Chris Webber's better than him.
Skill-wise, maybe.
We talk
maybe.
About the big fundamental here,
I understand,
man.
That, but when you think of Tim Duncan, I don't think of nothing spectacular. You know what I'm saying?
That's the point. You ain't supposed to think of nothing spectacular when you think about Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan just went about his business, man.
I get it. You know? I think Shaq's really doing, he's trying to cut C-Web in the hole.
Should C-Web be in the hole? Yes.
I think C-Web's definitely.
Most definitely. He should be in the hole. But C-Web didn't do what it, he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, that's all it came down to. Should C-Web be in the Hall of Fame? Yes. But Tim Duncan, first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Would he be a first ballot Hall of Famer without the rings?
Would he be a first? Yeah. His numbers showcase that.
And C-Webs don't?
Now you got me in a pickle right now. Because yeah. I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. Like, we know.
I'm about to fact check C-Web real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, without the rings, should he be in the joint? Yeah, he's been balling his entire career. C-Web? Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. Without the rings, is Tim Duncan a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I'm probably going to say no.
I'm going to say no, he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm going to say he gets in, though, with the numbers that he has, but I'm not going to say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer without the rings.
Okay, this is C-Web's career stats.
Okay.
20.7 points a game,
mm-hmm.
9.8 boards, 4.2 assists.
Okay.
For a career.
For a career? It's good shit. That's Hall of Fame worthy.
I'm gonna check Tim Duncan's career.
For a career, you know, you averaging a we're gonna round that 9.8 up to 10. So we're gonna say you averaging a double double. Okay.
For a career Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
19 points a game.
Ah.
10.8 boards.
Mm-hmm.
3 assists.
They both deserve to go in. That's what I'm saying.
But like I said, he's
not, again, he's not a first, those numbers are not first ballot mm-hmm. Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah, but he got the 5 rings.
He got the rings. That's why he was first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying?
We just made a case for C-Way.
We made a case for C-Way. Nobody ever said that he shouldn't go in.
Nah.
I never said that he shouldn't go in. But we also.
But Tim Duncan got in there also. First ballot because he got 5 rings.
Yeah, he got 5 rings.
He got 5 rings. He might not be first ballot.
He might not be first ballot, but we also have to look at the fact that he was doing a lot of load management over there too. So his numbers are skewed a little bit because he was doing a lot of load management.
Yeah, but that's his fault. Yeah, he can go to Pop and be like, yo, put me in.
He can go to Pop and put me in.
Fuck out of here. Fuck your load management. Put me in.
Yeah, but both of those guys deserve to be in. Congratulations to Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Who else went in this year? Kobe and Tamika Catchings going in this year, I think.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to all those guys, man. And girls. And whoever else is getting in. I don't know who else is getting in. Yeah, but
we didn't watch. Sorry. You're in. You deserve it. That's all we can say. Yeah.
So, we're going to get into these best comedy movies. Now, this list was almost completely comprised by Matt himself. I think I added like 2, maybe, just to put them in there.
And I could have added so much more, like I told him.
Well, he did actually overgive me. We needed 64 names. He actually came up with almost 70.
And I could have gave more.
So we might do another one of these as well, just like with the drama movies. The bracket does what the bracket does. The matchups are going to be sick. Hopefully this time, because if you listen to the last show, I thoroughly pissed Matt off a little bit. Like, and it wasn't my fault, per se. All I did was just call out the names. He was like, why you do this shit to me, man? He actually, at one point, said, I'm not his friend.
I'm just saying, man. Some of those matchups, like, you can't do that in the first round. The first round, come on.
I had to do what the bracket does, what the bracket does, man. So, are you ready, bro?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's get into it. First up on the matchups in the first round, we have School Days versus Spaceballs.
Wow.
Now, I don't even remember seeing School Days. I don't even remember seeing this.
You don't remember that?
Who's in that?
That's that Spike Lee joint.
That's the Spike Lee. I don't remember
Lawrence
looking at
Lawrence Fishburne.
It. I have. I'm drawing a blank on that Keisha joint.
Keisha Campbell.
I don't remember seeing it, bro.
Damn.
And I ain't even trying to slight that movie in the least.
Well, I'm a little older than you, so.
Man, I'm not even trying to slight. I just don't remember seeing it.
I think it's on Netflix, so okay. You can go back and watch it.
I'm like,
that.
Go back and watch it, man. That shit was funny.
I was going to pick Spaceballs anyway, though.
You're going to pick Spaceballs anyway? So we're going to defer to you on this one. I'm going to go Spaceballs away. I seen Spaceballs, so I'm going to just go with you on this one. So Spaceballs is going to be moving on to the next round. Up next, we got Scary Movie 1 versus Don't Be a Menace to Society While Sipping Your Juice. In the
How you gonna put the Wades versus the Wades, man? That ain't right.
The bracket does what the bracket does.
That ain't even right. That ain't even. Fuck. Don't Be a Menace.
I gotta go with Don't Be a Menace as well.
You can't put Wades against Wades, man. That ain't fair.
I didn't do it. You know, again, we just rolling through. Up next, we got Dazed and Confused versus Road Trip.
I'm going Dazed and Confused.
I go with you on this one. Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
I like Dazed and Confused. That shit was so good. It had so many stars in that. When they were young, too. Them dudes was babies back then.
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
All right, all right, all right.
Up next, we got Old School versus the Nutty Professor.
Wow. I'm going Old School, man. You my boy, Blue.
You my boy, Blue. No, Old School was funny as fuck. Yeah, it was. No slight to Eddie Murphy, man. But I'm going to go Old School as well, man.
Don't worry, Eddie. I got some movies in there where you go. You get out the first round, at least.
Yeah, yeah. You will get out. Up next, we got Get 'Em to the Greek versus Life.
I'm going Life, but
I want my cornbread.
But damn, man, you gotta stroke the furry wall. Like, you got to get rid of that in the first round. Like, damn,
it is what it is, man. Jonah Hill and what was the other guy? What's the name? What's that guy's name? Russell Brand. Those dudes was hilarious that in that movie.
Yo, Diddy was funny as fuck. You gotta mind fuck him.
Yeah, that movie was funny, man. But Life is a classic. Life is a classic comedy movie.
Can't get none. No, can't get right. Yeah. Shit.
Up next, we got 22 Jump Street.
I didn't put 21 on there because that wasn't really that funny to me. But 22 was funny.
22 Jump Street versus Dodgeball.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'm going to let you go first on this one.
I'm going to have to go Dodgeball on this one, man.
We gonna coin flip
this. We gonna coin flip that one?
We gonna coin
flip. That's fine, man. We can coin flip
that one. I'm gonna call Tails for 22.
Tails for 22.
And it is Tails for 22.
22 Jump Street is moving on. Not bad, man. Not bad. It was tough.
Smick fuck the captain's dog. Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
And you don't think about Channing Tatum. And Ice Cube being funny, but Ice Cube, just his facial expressions alone in that movie was just funny as fuck.
Yo, when he was slamming the food. Yo, oh my gosh, man.
Up next, we got Your Highness versus The Night Before. Now, this one is all you because I've seen neither one of these movies.
You can't do that to me.
I can't. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
You can't do that to me.
Your Highness versus The Night Before.
Oh, my gosh. You never seen either one?
I have not seen either one of these. You're hot
there.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm coin flipping myself.
You coin flip yourself. It don't matter, man.
I can't vote either one of those out. Not right now. Not this matchup.
Okay. So.
I'm going to call one.
Tails for The Night Before.
It's heads.
All right. Your Highness is moving on.
Your Highness is hilarious.
What is it about?
It's like some medieval times joint with it's got James Franco.
Oh, James Franco's in it. Okay.
Yeah. Him, Natalie Portman. I can't think of the dude's name.
That's cool. I might check that one out.
Nah, that shit is funny.
Yeah.
You should check both of them out. They both funny.
Okay. Will do. Will do. Up next, we got The Wood versus The Wedding Ringer.
The Wood.
The Wood?
Going with The Wood as well.
I'm sorry, Kevin. and I'm sorry, Penny, because I know you in that too. Because that shit was hilarious to me, but it ain't funnier than The Wood.
Yeah. Up next, we got Tropic Thunder versus Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yo, man.
Yo, Robert Downey Jr. in blackface.
I mean, booty sweat and busting nut bars.
Booty sweat and busting nut bars.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry, Ferris, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ferris.
I love that movie.
Ferris Bueller is a good movie, but I gotta go Tropic Thunder on this one, too.
I love that pussy. I watched that a couple days ago. I ain't even gonna lie. My girl's like, what the hell are you watching? We got kids down here. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Up next, man, we got Harold and Kumar the second one, Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yep.
Versus Hangover 1.
Wow. Wow.
You can make a case for both movies, man.
Nah, I'm going Hangover 1.
You can make a case for both movies, but I, too, am going Hangover 1.
I'm trying to think of where I laughed more.
Yeah.
What I found more entertaining. And I'll vote that off, too, just because of that cock meat sandwiches on it.
The cock meat sandwiches.
Up next, we have The Best Man versus Meet the Parents.
Ooh. Meet the Parents.
I've got to go Meet the Parents as well.
I'm going to have to go Meet the Parents as well. The Best Man had a great story to it, and it was funny, but I think Meet the Parents.
I think Best Man Holiday was better than the first one.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one? Oh, shit. Yeah, I think that was better than the first one.
Up next,
we got Harlem Nights versus...
I don't care. Harlem Nights is beating whatever is on there.
Death at a Funeral.
Yup. Death at a Funeral. That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
Harlem Nights is moving on.
Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock in him, but Harlem Nights... Forget about it.
Like I said, I'm
a, you gonna learn to respect me. Word
up. Up next, we have
The Longest Yard from 2005 with Adam Sandler in them versus There's Something About Mary.
Oh, come on. Come on. I don't know. What you got?
I'm going to go The Longest Yard at this one.
We're going to coin flip
we
it.
We can coin flip it. I'm just throwing it out there. I was just like, oh, just put one out there.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to
coin flip
it. Oh, Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's funny.
He was.
He was funny, man. I ain't mad at whatever one comes out.
I'm going heads with Something About Mary.
All right.
Oops.
What we got?
We got tails.
The Longest Yard is moving on.
Damn.
Either way, man. Good movies. Up next, we have How High versus Ace Ventura 1. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I'm sorry, How High, but Ace Ventura, that's Ace. The first one, that's my dolphins. That's got a place in my heart.
It was funny, you know. How High has some spots, but Ace Ventura was funny, man. I got to give Ace Ventura the nod on that one.
So Ace Ventura is moving on.
But I think the second one was funnier.
Up next,
we have That's My Boy versus...
I bet you never even seen That's My Boy, have you?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was funny as hell, right?
Versus House Party.
Come on. I mean, I'm going House Party, but damn, That's My Boy.
That's My Boy was funny. House Party.
Vanilla Ice fuck grandma.
House Party had bad comedians in that joint.
Yes,
before
it did.
Michael Collier was in that motherfucker that played the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shit. We go ahead on the move House Party on, but That's My Boy, man. If y'all ain't seen that, go check that shit out. And then up next, we have
Think Like a Man versus Friday.
That's the bad matchup for Think Like a Man. But that was funny though.
Bad matchup for Think Like a Man. Sorry, Think Like a Man.
He's like, what? You want me to open the door for you? Nah. Pull right off.
Up next, we have Good Boys versus...
Have you seen Good Boys?
I did not.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I did not. Versus Euro Trip.
Scotty doesn't know that you want to end me doing my band every Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm going with it just because of the song. Girl. I got that song on my phone right now.
Euro Trip is a movie.
But Good Boys, yo, that shit is hilarious.
Euro Trip is moving on. Up next, we have
Ace Ventura Pet Detective 2.
When Nature Calls.
When Nature Calls versus The Hangover 2.
Ace Ventura.
I'm going Ace Ventura as well.
I thought Hangover 1 was funnier than Hangover 2, but they both were good movies. Both Ace Venturas have moved on.
Jim Carrey, man. I was going to throw the mask on there, but you would have voted that shit off.
Hold on. I didn't say it wasn't funny. I said it wasn't a good movie.
What's the difference?
There's a difference.
Oh, it's funny, but it wasn't good?
Yeah, it wasn't a good storyline, a good movie. Like it's not a good movie. It's funny. And I actually did put it on here because put it on here.
Because I thought you was going to vote it off. You told me it wasn't good.
No, I said it wasn't a good movie. I ain't saying it wasn't funny. All
right.
Half of these movies on here are not good movies, but they funny as hell.
Up next, we got
Scary Movie 2 versus Booty Call.
Scary Movie 2. I'm sorry, Booty Call, but...
Yeah, you're more funnier than Scary Movie 2. Sorry. You know, if you ain't seen Booty Call, Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson, Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
And what was the other girl's name?
I don't know.
Damn, I can't remember her name.
She's in all the ghetto black movies, too, so...
Yeah. Just go get it. Just go look at it.
I seen that in a movie theater.
Yo, what was that movie with Tisha Campbell in it? Well, her and her friend. It was like a blind date almost. Damn. Sprung. That's what it was. You ever seen that movie, Sprung?
I think I might have seen it once.
I ain't put that on here, but I was just
good, acting. Because I would have voted that
shit. Yeah, we would have voted that off probably. Okay.
Up next, Class Act versus Rush Hour 2.
Ooh. Now, for those of you who don't know what Class Act is, that's another kid and play movie where they're in high school and their identities got switched up.
Ain't Sinbad in that movie, too?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking about something different?
I don't think he's in that. I don't think he's in that.
I might be thinking about something different, but yeah.
Ooh.
That shit was funny, though.
It was funny. I'm going Class Act.
I'm going to have to go Class Act. That shit was funny, man. That shit was funny, man. Sorry, Rush Hour 2. I was more partial to Rush Hour 1 anyways.
Me too. I didn't even put 3 on there because that wasn't funny.
Man. Up next, we have We the Millers versus Girls Trip.
Aw, come on. Oh, Girls Trip, but goddamn, We're the Millers. That shit was hilarious.
We're going to coin flip that one.
All right, that's fine with me. You call it.
I'm going to go tails for We're the Millers.
What you got? Heads.
All right.
Heads, Girls Trip is moving on. Both of those movies were pretty funny, though.
Hell yeah, they were. I ain't like that matchup. Yeah. I don't like that matchup not one bit.
I'm sorry, man. The bracket does what the bracket does, man. The bracket does what the bracket does. Up next, we've got
The Great White Hype versus Bad Moms.
Oh, fuck. You seen Bad Moms, right?
Yeah. I know, man. It's tough matchups out here, man.
Oh, The Great White Hype.
I gotta go Great White Hype too, man. I'm sorry.
I like Bad Moms, but when I looked at this matchup, I was like, Damn. Fuck those ones.
That one hurt because I watched that last week. I watched both Bad Moms and Bad Moms Christmas. I watched them back to back last week.
Yeah. Up next, we got American Pie. The first one, American Pie versus Soul Plane.
I'm going American Pie.
I got to go American Pie as well.
There was some funny moments in Soul Plane, though.
Yeah, it was. But when you get up on top of a table and you start fucking a pie, like some warm apple pie because you heard it feel like pussy.
We're some sick motherfuckers, man.
No, they're some sick motherfuckers because they put it in the movie.
Yo, up next, we got The Wash versus Bad Santa.
Oh, no. We got a coin flip. I don't care what you pick. I'm picking opposite. We got a coin flip that.
We got a coin flip that way?
Yeah, I can't vote neither one of them.
I was going to pick Bad Santa, so...
I can't vote The Wash off like that.
You can't vote The Wash.
Yo, The Wash was hilarious.
It was funny, man. Bad Santa, man.
Bad Santa.
You go Bad Santa?
Bad Santa, man. God damn.
No slight to The Wash, man. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Snoop. Sorry, Dre.
It is what it is. Up next, we have Rush Hour 1. Versus Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
I gotta go Step Brothers too. Damn, all the Rush Hour movies just got pushed out like that.
I'm sorry. They had bad matchups, man.
Bad matchups. Step Brothers. Did you put your nuts on my... Some nuts on my drum set? I know you put your nuts on my drum set. I'm gonna go put my nuts on your drum set right now. Rubbing his nuts across that nigga's drum set.
For real.
Them niggas out in the yard fighting. Their mom and dad just standing there just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Prestige Worldwide.
Oh my God.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Up next, we got Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz versus...
And JT.
Versus... Cameron Diaz and Jim Carrey in The Mask.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Which one was funnier?
Bad Teacher.
It was. It was. Bad Teacher. It was
funnier. I love The Mask, but... As far as comedy goes.
Yeah.
Especially when the black kid was arguing with the dude about Jordan and LeBron.
Yeah. It's even weird to say this, right? That Jim Carrey is a comedian, but Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake was just funnier.
For real.
It's crazy. Up next we have Me, Myself, and Irene versus This Is the End.
This is the end, and that's not fair.
This is the end.
And that's not fair.
It's not fair, man.
Because Me, Myself, and Irene was hilarious.
Yeah, but This Is the End was on a whole other level, man.
Yes.
Motherfuckers weren't even laughing at half of the jokes in This Is the End because they ain't really get it. Like, I'm like, dog.
Take your panties off.
Take your panties off.
I had that t-shirt. Word up.
What was the skinny dude's name? What's that guy's name? With the curly head. What the fuck is that guy's name? Ah shit.
I can't even remember. And it's crazy because they use their real names.
Yeah, he used his real name. I can't even remember the guy's name, but he was fucking hilarious. That joint, like, swearing up and down, he was a diva almost. Like, yo, come on, bro. Jonah Hill. Fucking. That movie was funny.
What's the fat one?
Who? Which one? Seth Rogen?
Nah, the other fat one.
Jonah Hill?
Nah, the other fat one.
Oh, the other fat one?
Yeah.
I know you talk about.
Because he's in the other movie I was telling you about.
Your Highness.
Uh-huh.
I know you're talking about.
I can't think of the motherfucking name.
That's what we do, man. Well, black people be like, what's that guy's name? Three steps a point. Nigga, what's that guy's name? That's such and such.
But I know what you're talking about.
I know what you know. I know. You know I know. Up next, we got Sausage Party versus Superbad.
I know Sausage Party is animated, but it is not for kids.
It is not for kids. But Sausage Party versus Superbad. Which one you got?
I'm going McLovin.
I gotta go McLovin, man. Superbad.
Yo, Superbad was too funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie put those three kids on the map.
As a matter of fact, the dude, that's the guy. It's Superbad. Michael Cera, that's what his name is.
No, it's not.
That's not his name?
No, he's in Superbad. He ain't in the other movie.
He is in This Is Us. All of them was This Is The End.
Excuse but he wasn't one of the main characters. He's the one getting his asshole ate out in the bathroom while he's
But he still came in. He made his little cameo, but he was a mad diva in that joint, dog.
Like, yo. Like, he was acting like he was too rich for these motherfuckers.
Nah, he was too cool for everybody. He was drinking a juice box, getting his butt ate out in the bathroom, chilling.
We coming down to the finals.
So up first, we have Barbershop versus Coming to America.
Coming to America. That's not even close.
That's not even close.
Barbershop versus Queen to be. Yo, don't clip the fucking audio.
Sorry.
You got a backup off the mic.
I was feeling it, man. He was feeling it too.
He was feeling it. You got a backup off the mic before you do that shit.
I wanted to make sure they heard me.
We don't got the fucking pot filter here.
I wanted to make sure they heard me. Damn.
Up next, man, we got How to Be a Player versus White Chicks.
Oh, I'm going White Chicks.
We gotta go White Chicks.
How to Be a Player was funny.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
people don't even talk about Bill Bellamy. He was hilarious back in the day.
He was, man. He was.
Up next, we have Will Ferrell versus Will Ferrell, because we have The Other Guys versus Talladega Nights.
The Other Guys.
We got to coin flip this one, because he was praying to baby Jesus at Talladega. Ricky Bobby, and he on fire.
Yeah, but I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
Still. Oh, my God. They both was funny as hell. You call it, bro.
All right, I'm calling tails.
Tails for The Other Guys.
It's heads.
Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby, Shake and Bake. You know which one I ain't put on here either?
What?
Walk Hard.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like that one, nope. Bro? Oh, my goodness.
Walk Hard was so funny to me, man. And finally,
last but not least, Wayans versus Wayans.
No, you can't do that again. You can't do that again.
What are you talking about?
You did it earlier.
I'm sorry, bro. This is the bracket.
Yo,
that's fucked up.
You can't do that.
The bracket does what the bracket does. And the bracket says,
I'm going to get you, sucker, versus Major Pain.
You're messed up. You're messed up.
I didn't do it.
I'm going to get you, sucker. You're messed up.
We can coin flip this one. I'm going Major Pain, bro. You call it.
Nah, you call it.
Heads for Major Pain.
It's heads.
I ain't mad at it, but that's messed up. You put all the Wayans movies up against each other, basically.
I didn't do it on purpose, bro. Wasn't my fault.
It's that black on black crime for me.
It's that black on black crime. So that concludes the first round. You know, the other guys didn't make it. Get them to the Greek. How High was eliminated. The Wash. Booty Call. Dodgeball. There's Something About Mary. Sausage Party was eliminated. Soul Plane was eliminated. That's My Boy was eliminated. The Night Before was eliminated. Me, Myself, and Irene was eliminated. Think Like a Man was eliminated. How to Be a Player was eliminated. The Wedding Ringer was eliminated. Rush Hour 1 was eliminated. The Mask was eliminated. Road Trip. The Best Man. Bad Moms. Barbershop. Nutty Professor. Death at a Funeral. Hangover 2 was eliminated. Harold and Kumar was eliminated. We the Millers was eliminated. School Days was eliminated. Good Boys. Rush Hour 1 was eliminated. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was eliminated. Scary Movie 1 was eliminated.
And I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker was eliminated.
I left off a lot of movies making this list because I could have went on for days. Like, I ain't put none of the National Lampoon's Vacation movies on there. Not right. One.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve it. You know, I ain't put no Steve Martin movies on there, and he deserves to be on there.
Yeah, we'll get him next time. We'll get him next time. All right, man, second round.
I got the feeling we're going to do a lot of coin flips because there's some matchups that I know is coming up. Like
Euro Trip versus Spaceballs.
Scotty doesn't know the Fiona and me. For real.
That's yeah, we'll keep going with the Euro Trip. Euro Trip is moving on. Up next, we have Tropic Thunder versus Step Brothers.
Ooh.
Tropic Thunder or Step Brothers?
Step Brothers?
I'm going to go Step Brothers as well.
Movie.
Up next, we got Dazed and Confused versus Bad Teacher.
I'm going Dazed and Confused.
We can coin flip that one.
Okay.
You can call it.
I'm calling Tails for Dazed and Confused.
Well, all right.
It's heads.
Ah.
Bad Teacher is moving on.
I mean, I'm not mad. It's JT, but Dazed and Confused. That's my movie.
Up next, we have Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 2, When Nature Calls, versus Harlem Nights. Why you looking at me like that, man?
Harlem Nights, man.
The bracket does what the bracket does, man. Harlem Nights is moving on. You ain't got to look at me like that, though, bro.
I ain't doing.
Come on, man. Sequential Ultra. White Devil.
Up next, we have Class Act versus The Wood.
I'm going Class Act.
I'm going Class Act as well.
Funnier.
It was funnier. The Wood was good, though.
Up next, we have American Pie 1 versus House Party.
House Party. I smell pussy.
Up next, we have 22 Jump Street versus Scary Movie 2.
Reluctantly, Scary Movie 2.
Reluctantly, Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
I'm going Scary Movie 2 as well, but why is it reluctantly for you?
Yo, because I can think of so many more, I'm not even more funny moments, but more quotable lines for me from 22 Jump Street.
Up next, we have Bad Santa versus Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 1.
Ace Ventura. I'm sorry, Bad Santa. You're probably funnier, but but this is my Dolphins.
They're probably funnier than shit, Dolphins.
This is my Dolphins, man.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Yeah. I think Ace Ventura 1 was a little funnier than Bad Santa. Just a little bit.
I don't think so.
You don't think it was funny?
Hell no, it wasn't.
Why not?
Because it wasn't. To me.
Well, then why the fuck you choose it?
Because it's my Dolphins. I'm going to vote my Dolphins off.
Oh, my goodness. Stop with the bullshit. Stop with the procrastination. Just so we can get this out of the way, so he can stop talking to me about this, because it's going to happen. It's happening again. I'm sorry it's happening again.
What, Wayans versus Wayans?
Don't be a menace while sipping. Don't be a menace to... What the fuck? Don't be a menace to South Central while sipping your juice in the hood versus Major Pain.
Don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace. I'm going to don't be a menace as well. But even though Major Pain has somebody here, Tebby.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got that out the way. Up next, Great White Hype versus Meet the Parents.
Great White Hype.
I can go with that. Great White Hype. Up next, we have This Is the End versus Your Highness.
I'm going This Is the End.
Going This Is the End as well.
You ain't seen your
Highness. I ain't seen it. That's why I'm going with you. You know another movie I ain't put on here that was kind of funny to me?
What?
Hot Fuzz. You ever seen Hot Fuzz?
No.
God damn.
It's like Cops or something.
Yeah.
No.
Damn, you ain't ever seen that movie?
No.
It was pretty funny, man.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
I was going to put a movie on here that I know you didn't see.
What?
I forgot the name of it because I just seen it like 2 days ago. And that shit was hilarious.
Up next, we have Life versus Talladega Nights.
Life. I'd a pappy.
Up next, we have The Longest Yard versus Superbad.
Superbad.
I gotta go Superbad as well.
That was tough, though.
Up next, we got Girls Trip versus Hangover 1.
Girls Trip. Girls Trip was just funnier to me.
Yeah, I give it to the Girls Trip on that one.
I mean, Hangover had a better storyline, but as far as comedy goes.
As far as comedy goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, we got a couple more. We got Coming to America versus Old School.
Coming to America. It's going to be hard to vote Coming to America off.
Yeah, I'm going Coming to America as well.
Soul Glow. I wish I could remember the song.
And finally, last but not least, we have Friday versus White Chicks.
Friday.
Coin flip.
Okay. Call it.
Tails for White Chicks. It is Tails. You got it?
Yep.
So, we are moving on. American Pie was eliminated. Your Highness was eliminated. Friday was eliminated. The Wood was eliminated. Dazed and Confused was eliminated. Meet the Parents was eliminated. Old School was eliminated. Ace Ventura 2 was eliminated. Hangover 1 was eliminated. Spaceballs was eliminated. Tropic Thunder was eliminated. Major Pain was eliminated.
Because you keep putting Wayne's against Wayne's.
Talladega Nights was eliminated. Bad Santa was eliminated. 22 Jump Street was eliminated. And The Longest Yard was eliminated. Hey, man, the Wayans is pretty much in here, man.
They I know here. They are. Because they hilarious.
They here.
I could have put some more of their movies on, but... You know,
they here. They ain't going nowhere. Goodness gracious. Like,
nah, they going somewhere.
Well, they might, you know.
Depending upon the matchup they get.
Depending upon the matchup, they might get up out of here. So first up, we have This Is the End versus House Party.
I'm going This Is the End.
I got to go This Is the End as well.
I love House Party, but This Is the End was just one of my all-time favorite comedies. Like, I can watch that anytime and laugh.
Did you see what was the joint? The Interview?
I seen it. It wasn't all that funny to me. Like, that's why I didn't, like, put, like, a Pineapple Express or something on there.
You that like shit, that?
It was good. It wasn't all that funny to me, though.
Yeah. Up next, we have Bad Teacher versus Great White Hype.
Great White Hype.
Great White Hype. People are like, why the fuck they keep picking that movie? I've never seen it.
I don't know why. You need to go back and watch it.
I can hear somebody there like, why the fuck they keep picking that movie? Up next, we have the Battle of the Trips. Euro Trip versus Girls Trip.
That sucks, man. That sucks. Girls Trip was funnier.
Girls Trip was funnier. Now he can stop singing the song.
Yo, I'll play this shit on my goddamn phone.
Up next, we have Life versus Ace Ventura Pet Detective 1.
I gotta go Life.
Gotta go Life. You finally voted against your Dolphins.
Because I'm going, fuck you, man.
Up next, we have Class Act versus White Chicks.
Didn't we vote White? Oh, no, that one on
the cornflip. Yep.
Say it again.
Class Act versus White Chicks.
White Chicks.
White Chicks is moving on.
Them damn making my way downtown, walking fast. something.
That's an actual song.
I know it is. They know as many of the words as I do.
Next, we have Step Brothers versus Don't Be a Menace to South Central while sipping your juice in the hood.
Don't Be a Menace was funnier.
Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace.
When that bitch had him in the back of the mail truck.
I don't usually do this.
Yes, you do. Lying ass.
Up next.
Nah, he was putting hot sauce on nasty ass toes.
Are you my daddy?
That's terrible. That is so bad.
What do we say to the nice man? Hey, kids, what do we say to the nice man when he comes to offer us something? Are you my daddy?
So bad.
Up next, we have Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
versus Coming to America.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. You didn't say Harlem Nights before you even say anything. It's Eddie Murphy versus Eddie Murphy. I know. It's just like Harlem Nights. Yeah, we're going Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights.
It's like I killed her. Oh, you killed the pussy, huh?
And last but not least, we have Scary Movie 2 versus Superbad.
Scary Movie 2.
I gotta go Superbad, man.
Okay, we can coin flip that.
You calling it?
Call tails. And it is heads.
Superbad.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I love me some Emma Stone.
You love some Emma Stone?
Yup.
All right. We are down to the Elite Eight. Some people bit the dust, man. Some guys went out on us.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura went out on us. Scary Movie 2 went out on us. House Party went out on us. Class Act. Bad Teacher. Coming to America.
I got the feeling I know what two movies it's going to come down to.
Euro Trip is out on us. And Step Brothers is out on us. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Up first, we have White Chicks versus This Is the End.
This Is the End.
This Is the End.
Sorry, White Chicks. Sorry, Wayans.
But I like White Chicks. How y'all gonna say y'all don't like White Chicks?
This Is the End is better than
For real. You obviously didn't see This Is the End.
Harlem Nights versus Great White Hype.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights is moving on. Girls Trip versus Don't Be a Menace to South Central while sipping your juice in the hood.
Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace. Don't Be a Menace. And finally, Life versus Superbad.
Life.
I thought Superbad was funnier.
All right, we can call it.
You calling it? Am I calling it or you calling it?
You call it.
Tails for Superbad.
Heads.
God damn it.
Eddie Murphy don't want to go nowhere. Good word.
God damn. All right. So Superbad was eliminated. Great White Hype was eliminated. Was eliminated, not illuminated.
Yes.
Eliminated. It's an illumination of eliminations.
What?
It's an illumination of eliminations. It doesn't mean anything. I just said it because I was fucking up words over
here. Yeah.
White Chicks was eliminated and Girls Trip was eliminated. So our final four matchups. Harlem Nights versus Don't Be a Menace to South Central while sipping your juice in the hood.
You go first on this one.
I'm going Don't Be a Menace. You can coin flip it if you like.
No, Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace.
Because I was thinking Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah. And then we have Life versus This Is the End.
This Is the End.
This Is the End is moving on. So the final, This Is the End versus Don't Be a Menace to South Central while sipping your juice in the hood.
Wow.
This Is the End versus Don't Be a Menace. Which of those two movies is the funniest?
This Is the End.
This is the end. It is funny, isn't it? This is the end. This is the end was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, man. I ain't even lie. This is the end was amazing to me. And I just liked it because they used their real names, and you could see that the motherfuckers acted like that for real at a party.
They're all friends. They're all legit friends. They all have their favorites. You know what I'm saying?
You could see them niggas acting like that at a party for real. Especially the nigga getting his butt licked.
For real.
Michael Cera is funny to me. That dude is, Jonah Hill's funny. Seth Rogen's funny.
Yeah. Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson's funny.
I wish I could remember the other dude's name.
James Franco. I know who you're talking about. and you want to know how I know who you're talking about? Because this is the same guy that Kanye West said he wants him to play him in his documentary, in his biopic. It's a white guy with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his goddamn name.
No, I'm about to find that
shit. Yeah, you got to find that joint. Just look up Kanye, said he want this guy to play him.
I'm not looking up Kanye nothing.
you don't want that on your search history, huh?
Hell no.
We don't want that on our search history, huh?
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, that's who it is.
And the other dude was Jay Burchell.
Jay Burchell,
whatever.
Oh, man. Danny McBride, that's who it was.
I forgot to have my girl Emma Watson in there.
Yeah, man.
Word.
Yeah, man. It's good shit, though. Good shit. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, because he said Hermione just stole all our shit.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have given you the greatest comedy movie of all time for right now.
I know y'all ain't going to agree. That's fine.
Man, I don't give a fuck if you don't agree.
You know, if you want to tell us.
This is my opinion. Not yours.
You know, you're more than welcome to post it. I know you won't, because you never do.
Yeah.
So.
But it's cool, man.
Take
cool.
that.
There you have it.
And I'm going to leave y'all with some magic.
What you going to leave us with?
If the shit get off my goddamn phone.
You're going to leave us with some magic. Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my Scotty doesn't know. Every Sunday, she tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees. And Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Oh. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. You gotta back up for the mic again, bro. You can't be clipping.
I ain't hear nothing.
I know you didn't hear nothing, but you can't be clipping. Whatever you go see, you gotta back up a little bit.
Like
you gotta,
I wasn't close. Well, I didn't feel like I was close.
Nah, you gotta sit back in your chair when you go see. When you go see, you gotta sit back in the chair.
Whatever. Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Because we on podcast settings, we're not on settings where you're singing or rapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You've been in. If you clip too hard, you stop the audio, nigga. We'll stop recording. So you don't want to do that and fuck up the episode.
Well, you can say my shit was so good. I short circuited this shit.
You short circuited. So he left y'all on the Scotty doesn't know, man. Get into that Facebook group, man. Join that community. We love to have you follow us on Twitter.
We don't do nothing all day, so we're always posting on there.
I ain't even posted today, did I?
Not today.
Yeah, I guess because I was kind of busy.
I was watching wrestling a lot today, so I wasn't really on there.
I was kind of busy.
I scrolled through. There's nothing I really wanted to talk about on there today anyway, so.
Yeah, but we appreciate you guys as always, man. We'll be back next time with another episode for you guys. I've been Antoine Weisslicker. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast, and we out.
We out.